It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Well, Whitney Merciless is a phenomenal football player, but did you know he's got some basketball skills too? He was at a Rockets game this week, not just as a spectator, but making a free throw for the Rockets' first shot for charity Tradition. One free throw earned $5,000 for the Clutch City Foundation. Do you think he made it? Of course he did. And there is Whitney afterwards with Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta. Everybody is all smiles. Another person that's all smiles, well, basically everybody that saw this video, J.J. Watt running on an anti-gravity treadmill. He posted this video along with the caption, "Big day, progress, hashtag one day at a time." Next, Oscar nominations were announced this week, and Christian Covington has a favorite. Next, a very observant fan caught this scrolling across his TV at the bottom. J.J. Watt, a Nebraska Husker? Well, J.J. Watt is still definitely a Badger, and he posted this in response. Next, Greg Mantz. He's not always on social media, but he got back on recently to post this picture on Twitter. He caught up with some old friends and coaches at Toledo. Some of his teammates even took notice, like Breno Giacomini and J.J. Watt, who definitely had to comment. Next, Andre Hal caught up with some friends in Los Angeles. Looks like they were at a Lakers game having fun. And Brian Peters getting out of DeChapa for a hashtag helicopter hog hunt. So why does he need to wear camouflage if he's in the air? I didn't quite understand that. All right, next, DeAndre Hopkins. He continued his Paris trip. It's fashion week over there. And his Instagram is definitely inspired by the runway. He also posted this picture from the Christian Dior show. It probably says, "This is definitely how an all-pro wide receiver should dress." Actually, I don't know what that says, but what I do know is J.J. Watt returned from Europe with some amazing news awaiting for him, and that's going to bring us to this week's Prime Sport Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Out of 32 nominees, J.J. Watt is one of three finalists remaining for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He, Greg Olson, and Benjamin Watson are the last three left standing. And J.J. Watt posted this when he heard the news. He said, "Humbled and honored to even be mentioned in the same breath as Walter Payton." He's also happy to share the nomination with Benjamin Watson and Greg Olson. And another player, future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald. He definitely also got in on the conversation congratulating the three men left standing. Hopefully we have something to like when that is announced on the eve of the Super Bowl at the NFL Honors Ceremony. Fingers crossed for J.J. Watt. And that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.